You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken?
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin?
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't
step your game up.
Brother Brian, we used to call him B-Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu, it's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get bank. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out and peel arms. If Frank got shot one night leaving the party, it's for my brother Jesse that I lost back in 7th grade. He had a heart attack. They announced it on the PA. It's for my brother Joshua. It's for my brother Zach. We don't know to you, but they gon' get it back. Man, it's for my brother Donnell. They found his father dead off in the crack house with the pipe by his leg. Yeah, it's for all my lost ones. This is your memorial. Don't let it marinate right before the chorus, so let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Man, let me break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
I like this, I like this.
Put a finger in it if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what
it's for. My brother Chad, they found him out in California. It's for my brother Dwight, too soon, he got pneumonia. It's for his brother Troy, who hit his head out in nap town. My brother Deshaun from 8 Mile, who got clapped down. It's for my brother Jason, he got murdered out in Queens, though. It's for my brother Ray, who messed with plus that Primo. It's for my brother Gerald, OD from Painkiller. It's for my brother Marvin, the drugs plus the fame killed him. For my brother Eric, it's for my brother Arthur. It's for my brother Gilbert, they all caught the monster. It's for my brother Malcolm, it's for my brother Martin. It's for my brother Thurgood, it's for my brother Marcus. It's for my brother Christopher and Tupac Amaru. Cause I could be the next one who shot tomorrow. And if that be the case, somebody make me a memorial. And make sure the people got it down, how the chorus go and tell them do this.
Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done. Put a finger in the air if you lost one. And if you got some liquor, go ahead and pour some. And if you got some green, go ahead and roll some. We miss y'all, but I ain't mad at what the Lord's done.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Y'all already know what it is. It's the Kid Space Age J, a.k.a. Ed J Biggs. You know, this is the show Step Your Game Up Saturdays, and I'm the host, and you're rocking with me live. And shout out to everybody, you know, that's jumping on, calling in, you know what I mean? We had a little technical difficulty, Blog Talk, you know what I mean? Shout out to Blog Talk. Shout out to that Blog Talk lady for hanging up with me like 3 times, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's all love, man. We here now. And we trying to do it tonight. Tonight we going to touch on, you know, I had a little weak hiatus. You know, I got to come back with something strong. So we going to talk about, you know, relationships right now, you know, tonight. And we going to get into a little bit of scripture. You know what I mean? I ain't going to get too preachy on nobody. You know, I just want to talk. Try to help everybody step their game up, man. Try to get everybody on point. You know, it's a lot of things going down. You know, and with men and women nowadays, man, it's just so ugly right now, you know, and the relationship is just so overlooked, man. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's the purpose of the show right here, you know, to try to get that old thing back, I guess, so to speak, you know what I mean? And shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my man Tony Lyric, 100 grand, you know, for calling me up last night, coming through last night, hitting me up last night, you know, we rapped, you know, for a long time, and he's actually, you know, part of the inspiration, you know what I mean, for what we gonna talk about tonight, you know what I mean? Let me get into a little bit of scripture, you know, from Solomon, you know, Song of Solomon, which deals with basically love from a man's perspective, from a woman's perspective, you know what I mean, and talks about, you know, how we supposed to handle ourselves, how we supposed to conduct ourselves, man. You know, but let me get to the phone lines real quick, you know, and talk to, you know, who's on here. Let's talk to 773, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to you first, 773. Live, you live on the air. Who am I speaking with?
What's good? It's your girl, Denaya Joy. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Denaya? You know, I'm maintaining, you know what I mean? I got a slight headache, you know, but I'm still trying to do it for the people tonight, you know what I'm saying? We gonna talk relationships and I ain't gonna get into that Dr. Phil stuff, man. We just gonna keep it all on the humble, you know what I mean?
Man.
And add your grievances, you know, it's the one night in the and whatnot. Actually, it's a two-part, you know, series. So this is part one, you know, we gonna talk about relationships. And next week, we gonna also do the same thing. Tonight is basically, you know, we gonna talk about what does a woman need out of her relationship, you know, and we're going to analyze a little bit and get into, you know, how women actually kind of are wired, the DNA of a woman, what she needs out of a man, basically, you know, and why do we not understand that? Why do we, you know, get cross mixed signals and whatnot? We're going to get into all that, you know what I'm saying? But
well,
I appreciate you calling in. You know what I mean? If you got any griefs, do you have any relationship issues right now? You want to get out there before I get into talking about it, you know what I mean?
I don't have any. I think the thing in the past was the fact of communication. And guys don't understand how big communication is. Like, especially if you're doing a long-distance relationship. If we're not talking, the relationship's over. Just so y'all know.
Yeah. That's a big thing. I mean, communication is like the key to a relationship. You can't have a relationship without communication. So, you know, that is the key. I mean, you know, and
nothing with text messages does not count, by the way.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we in a day and age where it's like that seems to be the norm. You know, you gotta, you know, It's like just like almost like a hand. Like, we don't even write love letters anymore. You know, we write them on the message, on the text messenger, on the Facebook, you know, inbox on Facebook or something
right.
Like that. We don't even write love letters no more. You
nah,
know?
You're right.
So, like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we got to get back to, you know, like holding hands. And I'm not saying, like, you know, like PDA and being all sappy about it, but just, you know, we as men, we got to get to a point where our woman just feels love 24/7. You see what
right.
I mean? And that's just a crazy thing for a man sometimes to understand. Like, we look at it a lot. It's like it's a hindrance. It's something that's holding us
right.
back. Like, we got to force ourselves to do that based on the stipulations of society, you know what I mean, and how society dictates that it's not manly to want to, you know, hold your woman hand or to write poetry to a woman or write a love letter to a woman. You know what I mean? It's deemed as like you soft. There's something wrong with that, you know?
Right,
and that's
course.
Crazy. Like, that's crazy. I mean, that's definitely, we got to get back, you know, that. Like I said, part one, fellas, I'm probably not going to get no fellas that really like me after part one. Because it's going to be real bad for us, fellas. Like, I'm going to take the hit, though. I'm going to take the hit because, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, the problem is this is going to be the stuff that I'm going to touch on, the stuff that they don't put on TV, that they don't put on free radio for you fellas. Fellas, what I'm talking about is not the Lil Wayne version of how you supposed to love a woman, fellas. I'm talking about the real God-defined love, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For those who do not read the scripture, you know, like I said, I'm going to get into Solomon and quote a little bit of scripture. But, fellas, your woman is like a garden that only you supposed to get into. You know, I'm paraphrasing right now. Your woman is a garden that only
right.
you supposed to get into. You got all these herbs and spices in your garden, you know, and everything is sitting there in your garden and it's growing and it's tendered and it's nice and it's yours. So what you picking in somebody else's garden for, bruh? Like, you know, keep your hands in your own garden and whatnot, you know, and your hoe, and I mean hoe as in the tool, not the hoe, you know.
Right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
The tool. Mm-hmm. Use your hoe to tend your own garden. Don't use your hoe to tend in somebody else's garden and try to pluck somebody else's spice because you think they spice look better than your spice. Fellas, like,
mm-hmm.
we gotta stop trying to rummage and think the grass is greener and rummaging in somebody else's stuff, you know what I mean, and being in another man's belongings. Because
mm-hmm.
that right there is the destruction of our community, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And our show right here, you know, Step Your Game on Saturday, it's all about building a community. So, you know,
exactly.
that's where we coming from right now. We talking about men, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, did you touch on Facebook and, like, Facebook drama? I think you may need to touch on that because that's actually ruining some relationships somehow. So you might want to touch on that.
Yeah. Facebook is a relationship killer. Facebook
it's only
a
relationship
problem.
Killer if you make it that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't trip. But I have a lot of guy friends because I have guy clients. I have guys I know since I was in high school. And you don't know if I talk to them outside of this. Most of the guys I have on Facebook, I don't really talk to outside of Facebook because they're just, like, you know, guys that I know typically or know through someone. And any guy that I do talk to outside of Facebook, it's for business anyways. And so, like, for guys to trip about that kind of stuff, it's frustrating. You can't sit there and just focus on, just, you know, on, oh, you know, how many friends you got, this, and that. But then again, at the same token, gentlemen, it is a bad, bad, bad idea to make sexual comments about another girl on Facebook. That's just not
smart. I
mean,
you do that, it's on everybody's seeing it. So it's
yeah.
not like, you know, you really, you know what I honestly deny? You know what I hate? I hate people that get on there and act like, because I put this on your wall, it's so private. No, the whole world following
exactly.
your girl done seen it.
Exactly.
What are you tripping? And like, my, like, shout out to my boy Tony Lyric. He was saying, he gave me some information. I ain't going to put the dude name out there. But he was like, you know, well, some dude, you know, a dude, we'll just call him dude A, jumps on Facebook. He's having this affair with a married woman or whatever, helping her have an affair. And he
mm-hmm.
posting on her Facebook. Like, I'm sure you know her husband seeing this, right? And you know, with Facebook, they got it where it's like, okay, they got it now, so it's like you can tag your picture with your location
mm-hmm.
and all that. So he right there, he know where you at, B. Like, you got to know this dude can come and find you. You know, you ain't even, see, I'm going to be real, I'm putting myself out there. Back in my day, when we was creeping with another man's wife and whatnot, because I did some dirt, you know what I mean? When we did that, it was like we actually had some fear. You know, we had fear, like, if the dude caught. See, I'm from the era, see, you felt like, I'm going to be real with you, fellas. I'm from the era of the R. Kelly sleeping with Mr. Biggs' wife. I'm from that era. You know what I mean? Where
right.
if Mr. Biggs comes in and catches you, and he's going to catch
right.
you, because this Mr. Biggs you're talking about. Mr.
Right.
Biggs is going to find you, and he's going to beat your ass and throw you in the desert. I'm from that era. That's
right.
where I come from. You know what I mean? You don't just put it out there, you messing with this man's wife and whoop-de-whoop. No matter if you love the woman or not, if she's unhappy with this, you don't put that out there. That's supposed
right.
to be privatized. That's supposed to be a secret. Dudes are bold.
Until they get divorced. Hello. Shit. I think, but then again, you're going back to the fact of the sanctity of marriage. It's not dead, but it's pretty far from, it's almost dying at this point, because you would get married for a couple hours or a few days if they didn't spend $20 million on a ceremony. And I think, so you have this question of, you know, and then people, a lot of people have open marriages, which I think is really weird, because why are you married if you're sleeping with someone else? But
yeah, I never did
that kind of thing. That
works. It's like you married, but then she can sleep with whoever, and you can see. I can't do that. Like, my wife
no.
or somebody else would be a problem for me. It's just me. Like,
I'd
have a fit. Like, for real, I'm sharing. That goes back to the garden. You sharing your garden. You sharing your spice with the next man, and the next man eating your spice whenever he feel like it. raping your garden up and taking all of your... Eventually, what's going to happen is he's going to pluck all of the herbs and spices out your garden. Then what, you going to be mad then? Nah,
right.
You did that. You gave him the free access to your garden. Fellas, we got to stop that. Because this marriage thing starts with us. You know what
exactly.
I mean? We're the ones that leave the parents and cleave to the woman. You see what I mean, fellas? So we got to stop. We got to change ourselves. We got to do some work on ourselves and bettering ourselves so that way we can be good men for these women out here. Because that's what they need, ultimately. And we're going to get into that, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing a couple of joints off of the new mixtape, the Found Tape. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm trying to uplift people. Like I said, on the new mixtape, there's no cursing. You know, so your kids can listen to it. You can listen to it at work. You know what I mean? It's a whole mixtape where I don't curse. And it's a whole mixtape. You know how nowadays you got mixtape features is everywhere. I got me, and then I got my boy CG on a couple of tracks. But other than that, it's basically just me. So I carried it myself, and I don't curse on nothing. So, you know, everybody will support that. You know what I mean? It's you know, it's real hip hop. You know, it's people. You know, there's a lot of people complaining, saying that hip hop is dead. Hip hop ain't what it used to be. It's people still making hip hop out there, but when
it
comes out,
mainstream.
You gotta support that.
Exactly.
Y'all gotta support it. That's what's gonna make the change. The change in the game for what it is and everything. You know, when you support that, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean. And shout out to my boy Tilden. You know what I mean, from North Carolina, calling in, you know, doing this thing. He produced one cut off of the mixtape. We're going to get into that. I'm going to debut it for y'all. You know what I mean? It's One Time Cash. The name of the song is One Time Cash. It's the lead single off the project. It's called The Found Tape. So we're going to get into that right now. You know, we'll take a little break and play this real quick. So I want y'all to just tune in, listen good. You know, the song is not your average. You know, we talking about money situations in the song. So, you know, like I said, there's no cursing. So, yeah.
One time, one time, one time, one time, one time, one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
one time,
we all want a lot of good
pay
cash.
Worse than having last generations. Instead, my money self-destructs into disintegration. My checks bounce like basketballs. It's sold in a hole. I put up a prayer with no balance. It goes in a hole. I'm just trying to live well and down. I'm giving IOUs because I can't afford every balance. Every hottest micro-round piece of plastic carries the keys to caskets. And kids reach and grab it like eggs in Easter baskets, which makes the interest grow. Add it to your principal. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Better off with debit once it's gone and it's gone. Use that to your leverage. Take that other one and shred it. Why live life embedded with curses and stay indebted? Cause you can't take it with you. The funeral home, a ticking grave robbery. This game sucks, plus we play R&B. The money train only came once. Now it's solving me.
One time, one time, one time,
he won that.
One time, one time, one time,
he won that.
One time, one time, one time,
they won that.
One time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash.
Making records to get a check and put some away for a rainy day to make my exit. Money ain't the root of all evil, following flesh is a sea of eternal fires. We rested and doggy paddles just to stay afloat. Get my car repossessed to rock my favorite coat. I pray I won't walk up in the club and buy some rock in the house. But no chases on my tab, I'm snap under pressure. But where that lady go? Wish I had enough cash to throw it on my problems like here. Then away they go, a ray of hope. I'm seeing when that statement say zero, but I make it grow. Let's buy out the mall and celebrate. But I'ma take it out the savings though. Buying pairs of Jordans since now I can afford it. But only if we wait a couple days to pay the mortgage. Long as I have kicks by the assortment. 200 or 300, I ain't worrying. Cash in abundance. One time, one time, one time, one time.
He won that.
One time, one time, one time,
one time. He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
They won that.
One time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash.
One time, one time, one time.
He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash.
And wealth had a price. price, what would the number on your check be? I put a million zeros if you let me. How many more could you fetch me? Let's see, two of them join at the hip means infinite. So keep the cash flowing like these words in my sentences. Eating through bread, Lord said do this in remembrance. Probably burned to a million already. Where was I spending it? What do I have to show? These moments I keep on living in. Pretending this is limitless, bottomless, having and have not. It's certainly analogous to throwing dollars up. My magic number is 401k. And when they stop matching, I just match it with my mattress. A lot of y'all can't diet well, too concerned with fashion. Red bottoms and Louis results could be trashy. Might go from a hole to turn back to crashing. Pursue this with a passion, abundantly I cash in.
One time,
one time,
one time.
Cash in the
abundance.
He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
Cash in the abundance.
She won that.
One time, one time, one time.
Cash in the abundance.
They won that.
One time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash.
One time, one time.
Cash in the abundance.
He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash. He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
They won that.
One time, one time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash.
One time, one time,
he won that.
One time, one time, one time.
He won that.
One time, one time, one time.
They won that.
One time, one time.
We all want a lot of bit of cash.
Yay, that's that one-time cash off of the Found tape, you know what I mean? That's my mixtape right there. That's me, one-time cash, you know what I mean? And shout-out to my boy Tilden, you know what I mean, from Sons of Terrace. He actually produced that, you know what I mean, and threw the Nas samples in there. The theme of the Found tape actually is like a tribute to Nas, the rapper Nas, of course. So, you know, shout-out to Nas and shout-out to Tilden. You know what I mean? Without further ado, I'm going to bring Diva in. You know what I mean? Diva fresh off the banana boat. And now I'm playing, you know, Diva Ebony B live in the building. What's good?
What's going on? Mic check 1-2-1-2. Ebony B in the building. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, loud and clear. Loud and clear. I got to take my hearing aid off. That's how loud you are. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm playing.
Oh, my bad.
Nah, you good. Yeah, we trying to turn up tonight. We just trying to turn up tonight, man. I got a headache, but I got, you know, turn up so I don't feel my headache. You know what I mean? And, yeah, we going to get into the, you know, talking about relationships. And tonight was just giving me a nice little alley-oop assist off the backboard, you know, talking about how marriage is just undervalued in today's society. We got marriages like kind of like the second nature. You don't even need it, you know. Why buy the house? We buying all types of milk when, you know, oh no, we getting a cow for free. I'm sorry, we getting the milk for free. Not even needing to buy a cow at this point. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, deny it, yeah. She hitting the nail all in the hammer and everything. we gotta get to a point where, you know, marriage is in bag, and I'm directing this at the fellas, of course, you know. I mean, yeah, that easy, sleazy female you meet in the bar or the club, you know, that's good, that's nice, and, you know, all that for that one night. But,
can I interject?
Sure.
Peace, queen, how you doing? How you doing?
Hey, mama, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. I do want to comment in on this relationship stuff, and I want to talk to the ladies. Ladies, we got to keep our milk in the refrigerator. We got to keep it in the freezer. And to the one who is coming along, who come along and who's willing to invest in us, should get our milk. We should not make it so available, so easy to be able to come and get such a nutritionist thing. And if you supply, if you have the milk on the table, one table is free, the other table you got to invest and buy it. Of course, this person or this man is going to choose the easy way out. Prime example, you have a young lady that he's with, he loves and everything, but then you got the cheap, sleazy female that Jay Biggs was talking about. She's going to give the milk away for free. And usually that milk has been sitting there all that time. It's warm. Every dude that had, matter of fact, it's hot milk. He don't care that it's hot. All he cares that is it's free. So, ladies, we have to continue to hold a standard and say, I'm not going to allow you to go in between me and another woman. I'd rather keep my milk fresh. I'd rather keep it cold so it can quench my husband's thirst. That milk, when you go to that grocery store and you don't plan on buying no milk, every time you go to the grocery store, it's a stock full of milk, ain't it?
Yeah.
Think about it. The milk is always stocked. You want to know why? Because milk is in demand. Ladies, we are in demand. If you go into a grocery store, let me tell you something. A good man, a real man, he go into that grocery store, he see that refrigerator full of that milk, and then he see next to it a little table, little dry table, little brown card table with some milk on it. Which one do you think he would rather prefer? That to really give him that essential nutrients that he needs. So, ladies, I'm calling on our queens. I'm calling on my ladies. Learning how to keep your milk refrigerated cold. It's going to be some cold nights. That's all right. But you want to look at yourself as a gallon, not as a quart. You're more than just a little sip. You can feed the whole family. The woman sets the mood anytime.
And now I'm going back to, I'm going to punch you fellas in the mouth and the nose and all that. You know what I mean? As Diva said, that refrigerator in that grocery store is full of milk. So, fellas, what I need you to do is to not just walk up and grab the carton of milk in the front of the refrigerator as soon as you open the door. Look at all the milks. Check the sell-by date.
Check
that first carton. That first little carton of milk might had a sell-by date of tomorrow, meaning that
tomorrow.
Milk is boiling quicker than that one that's way in the back. In other words, fellas, let me clear the analogy up for you, fellas. In other words, that sell-by date, meaning tomorrow, that's the longevity of your relationship with this woman. She going to be gone tomorrow. She ain't going to be drinkable tomorrow. The drink in the back, she might last a little bit. You might want to move some of these other milks out the way so you can see that one in the back. Fellas, real talk, you might want to just do that, you know what I mean? And stop getting that first one, settling, saying like, that's, you know, this is it. Whatever it happens, I'm going to make this stick. I'm going to make this. Nah, fellas, this is your life you talking about. When we talking about marriage, this is for life. See, we done got to the complacent point in life where marriage is just like another form of relationship. It's a higher form of relationship. We can just end our marriage like nothing. Just like that, snap a finger, we end it. Go to divorce court, break bread, and get out and go get married again. What's the girl name? Good grief, I'm having a brain fart. What's the girl name? Kim Kardashian. Brittany.
Oh, Lord.
These are females that got married, got divorced, get married again, have babies by the next dude. It's a cycle. It's like a revolving door. Revolving doors just keep going in a circle. You know what I mean? That's fellas, this is what we subjecting. I'm not going to put too much blame on them because I'm going to leave that for you, for the queens to do. I'm going to attack you fellas for a second. You want to be the next dude in that revolving door? Like, why is it that, and I'm not hating, shout out, you know, to the girl. Somehow she keeps money coming in. Kim Kardashian, just keep that money coming in. But how do these dudes keep on getting with this female, going through this revolving door, becoming a number, becoming a statistic? It's like going to jail. You are no longer known by your name when you get in jail. You're a number at that point. You are just a number. You're number 4,000XXXX that then slept with Kim Kardashian. How do you live like that?
It's a void. At the end of the day, men and women do it. You should not get with somebody to build a void, meaning that you should not come to somebody or want to get in a relationship because you are incomplete. Oh, I need somebody to help me with these bills. I need somebody to love me. I need somebody to hold me. I need somebody to tell me I'm beautiful. I need a chick to hold me down. I need a chick to motivate. Motivate yourself. How can a man or a woman be whole with a broken man and a broken woman? Now, I know we all got issues. Diva got issues. Everybody got issues. But here's the thing. If I'm not comfortable with me and loving me enough, I'm not going to do nothing but come in your life and bring more problems and bring more baggage. You already was trying to clear off the baggage. I'm trying to bring my baggage and put it in your suitcase, in your trunk. We got to pay attention to this too, you guys, because there's a lot of fickle men and fickle women out here. And the thing about it is, y'all know, when Adam and Eve and, you know, God got mad and they was all naked in the garden, he told Eve, you're going to bear pain having children and you're going to be cursed to follow behind a man. So pay attention to the man that you're following on today.
Right.
And that's real. That comes with you getting up. And I'm going to shut up because I'm passionate about this, and this is Space AJ Show.
Nah, you go ahead, keep, you was getting it in. Like, yeah, do it. Do it.
Be
I'm
clear.
Loving it.
The man that you rise with every morning should be the Lord. Every morning. Tell me, when you wake up, you can wake up before your dude. Let him sleep. He's a worldly man. He's an earthly man. He is temporarily, know that. But if you take the time out to feed your spiritual woman, to build your spiritual woman, you won't be torn down so much by your physical woman. If you take the time out, instead of getting up early and cooking breakfast and all that cheese, eggs, and all that stuff like that, before you do that, get that water. Get that word and get you right. Why you always put people in front of you? Why you putting the man, the kids, the job, the everything in front of you? Because guess what? If you break down, everything else falls right with you. So before you start taking happiness in a man, and I had to learn this, thank you, Jesus. Before you start taking happiness in a man or thinking that you're happy, because women, we have the tendency to have this great imagination and imagining things and making things, and we wish things that were this way in our mind, and sometimes we get caught up in this illusion, which is a lie. You gotta love Heavenly Father first. That's your man. That's your best friend. That's your lover. He's your provider, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. He's the one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you something. He gonna be there. He gonna love you. When ain't nobody there, when that man leave you and walk out that door and go get that milk on the table, when them kids start acting up and say, we don't want to live here, we want to go to grandma's house, when your best friend say, oh, she tripping, we ain't beat, she phony, and when you left by yourself, with yourself, and your mind and your feelings and your feeble thinking, guess who's going to be the one to heal you and bring you right back, and who never left you? So don't put him on the back burner. Put him first amongst everything, and the family will follow. And if they don't, God will reveal to you who in your family or who in your circle you need to get rid of to get better.
Yeah, and that's, I'm not going to interrupt that. That's real right there. You know, you got to, that's why I said go ahead, get it out, because that's that word straight from the woman designed by God, you know, by the living, breathing God that we serve, you know. And you gotta, you know, when God speaks, you gotta let him talk, you know. No matter who he uses a tool, God uses a tool, and he works through people, you let him talk, you know. And that's, all the way 1,000, that's just real talk, you know. Men and women, you know, you gotta get yourself together before you can point the finger at the next person and say it's them and this and that. Let me get into this scripture real quick from Solomon, you know, because I said, we talk about
Solomon with the 300 wives.
Man, Solomon's a pimp. Oh, nah, he was a Mac. I say he was a Mac. He's not a pimp, he was a Mac. But he can tell you how to get you a woman, fellas. So, you know, I'm going to quote this real quick out of Solomon, Song of Solomon. Chapter 1, I'm reading verse 2. I'm just reading verse 2 onward. It says, fellas, this is the woman speaking of her man. This is what a woman needs, fellas. She says, and I'm giving y'all the amended, you know, plain English version. Your lips cover me with kisses. Your love is better than wine. There is a fragrance about you. The sound of your name recalls it. no woman could keep from loving you. Take me with you and we'll run away. Be my king and take me to your room. Ooh, hot and heavy. We will be happy together, drink deep, and lose ourselves in love. No wonder all women love you. Women of Jerusalem, I am dark but beautiful, dark as desert tents of Kedar, beautiful as draperies in Solomon's palace. Don't look down on me because of my color, because the sun has tanned me. My brothers were angry with me and made me work in the vineyard. I had no time to care for myself. Tell me, my love, where will you lead your flock to graze? Where will they rest from noonday to sun? Why should I need to look for you among the flocks of the shepherds? Now that's the woman speaking to the man from her perspective. And this is Solomon writing this right here. So let's just start at the top. Your kisses, your lips cover me with kisses. Fellas, when the last time you kissed your woman? Literally kissed your woman. And it wasn't about you trying to lay your man, to lay your pipe down to her and get some, well, you know, it was a G-rated show. So, when was the last time you kissed your woman? Like, really kissed her and it wasn't about sex. Like, you kissed her out of love. Just flat out, I love you, babe. Kiss, boom, boom. Like, when the last time you did that, fellas?
Mm.
You know what I mean? We scared to kiss our women no more. Matter of fact, and we was talking about this earlier before you got on the line, Diva, about how, you know, the media just propels that this is a certain way that men are supposed to act, and if you do these things and we see it, you soft. Something wrong with you. I remember back in videos, on music videos, men used to kiss the woman. Like, if it was a, you know, they was acting, just like acting. They was acting out. The man would kiss the woman if it was a love song, whatever, whatever. When the last time you seen that in a video now? We don't even kiss. We don't kiss women. So look at the propaganda. Look at the message that we spreading. Like, you ain't even supposed to kiss your woman now. But you can get head. You can ask for head 50 million times, though.
Well,
fellas,
that's probably why men ain't kissing women no more. Because too many chicks are giving head. But this is a... Listen, here's the thing. I look at it like this. I don't want a man who's caught up in the media or caught up in the hype. I don't even want a girlfriend who's caught up in the media and caught up in the hype. If you don't have anything to talk about or any real seeds or any fruit, when we have our sessions, when we come to the table together, and this is what you got to watch too, relationships and friendships, keyword, shifts. But you need to watch what type of fruit they are. You know, what do they have to talk about? What are they passionate about? What do they care about? How do they care about you? How have they shown you they cared about you?
Mm-hmm.
If they so caught up in what Rick Ross is doing and Lil Wayne about to die and everybody that's praying for Lil Wayne, I hope y'all praying for all the other pill popping, syrup sipping animals too. Pow. Just wanted to add that.
Yes.
Anywho, if you caught up in the media and the hype and that's just your life and you can't produce a conversation on your own, then I don't need you around me. And I damn sure don't want to be in a relationship with you, and I do not need you to be my friend. Shout out to Erykah Badu. Pick your friends like you pick your fruit. Real talk.
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I mean? And when I say media, fellas, I mean, I'm illustrating a point that you should not be trying to imitate what you see everybody else doing. And for those that do want to do that, you imitating that when you could be following your scripture, which it tells you to kiss your woman. Right here in Solomon, your lips cover me with kisses. Your love is better than wine. So your woman wants you to be, your woman wants to be drunk with your love. She want to be sipping on your love all night long. That's what she wants to do, all for the end of, to the end of eternity. Your woman wants to pop the cork on your love, sip it, pour it in a glass, sip it, drink from the bottle and from the glass. That's how much love that woman needs of you, fellas. Like,
yeah,
that's what you need to do with your woman. You know what I mean? And in this particular woman here, she starts getting deep with it. You know what I mean? So, you know, the fragrance about you. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about your bottle of Burberry cologne. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that pheromones that you put in the air, that women put in the air, that men get, and it gets them all hot under the body. I'm talking about your natural scent. Just when you walk in the room and the woman just don't even look and see you there, but she can smell that you in the room with her. That whole scenario. The same thing like with the birds and the bees, and how birds, you know, they in the springtime they get more frisky, I guess you want to say it. Like they get more frisky. We are just like that. We get into a season with our women, fellas, where we just want that passion more than others or whatever. So why come out here in front for your boys like you don't want that? That's unnatural, dude. That ain't even realistic. You want your woman just like the next dude want his woman, but you gonna act like, you know, you ain't all that into her because of what? Because your boys ain't the ones you gotta spend the rest of your life with. Mm-hmm. Your boys ain't gonna hold you down in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? I hope they not holding you down in the middle of the night.
I was just about to say, what's my boy name? Novocaine, baby. What's my boy name?
Frank Ocean, Novocaine. Nah. I can't do it, man. Nah, man. Frank, man, look. Shout out to Frank Ocean for being honest, sort of, with himself. But, yeah, y'all can have that life. I ain't about that. Look here. I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't about that. Let's see. The woman goes on to say, the sound of your name recalls it, referring to the fragrance. So the sound of your name is just like the scent of your natural body scent in the air. It's just like the sound of your name in her ear. This is how in love this woman is, fellas. Like, this is what women need. You know, they need to be made to feel that connection with you. You know what I mean? They need to feel that on a level that, you know what I mean? And let me put it in perspective for you. There's 8 million people in your woman's life, fellas. There's all these people around your woman, and they say her name, you know, or, you know, she say her girlfriend name. She can call her girl Susie Q or whatever, and talking for girl Susie, da-da-da-da-da, and 8 million names come out her mouth, and it doesn't even matter. That's one conversation. When your name come up, man, like, the whole thing shuts down. Everything, time stops. It's like, wow. You need to make your woman feel like that, fellas. You gotta make your woman feel that kind of passion in her heart that the world will stop spinning upon hearing your name. You see what I mean? That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah,
that's
powerful.
That's powerful stuff right there. Then it's so powerful that the woman goes on to say that no woman, not one woman could keep from loving you. Even if they fought it, they couldn't stop loving you. I can't stop loving you. That's how deep this thing goes, fellas. You know what I mean? Think about that when you spitting this game in the club to these females that you take home and you giving them all these pipe dreams, thinking about tomorrow when you leaving her. And you know, you got her wishing on a star like, this might be my Prince Charming, whoop-de-whoop. You about to leave her tomorrow. You ain't got no plans, no future, long term, nothing. Be 100, fellas. Be 100 with these female, you know, with any female you get with. Be 100 and leave it like that. You know, keep it honest. Be honest. Come from your heart with it, and stop using these females, messing them up, sending them to the next dude with a gang load of problems that dude got to deal with and undo. You know, click, point, click, right click, undo all her problems, because you done screwed her up, all because you wanted a good time. It's enough good times out here, and it ain't enough good women anymore, because a lot of these good women is getting screwed up behind bad men. So it ain't enough good women, but it's plenty of good times if you look hard enough. Go mess with a good time if you want a good time. Don't mess up no good woman. Women are... And this ain't even in Solomon, but yeah, the first book of the Bible, it goes on to talk about how women are the weaker vessel. In other words, they're more fragile, more sensitive, more you know, they break quicker than we'll break emotionally. You know what I mean? You can say one thing to a woman and break her whole spirit. That's the power that a man has. You say one thing to a woman, break her down, break her spirit, just have her all messed up and not knowing if life is going to go on. And like I said, the world stops spinning. We keep right on moving. We good. We don't even feel nothing. And we don't even notice that we done broke this woman in half. Fellas, like, that's what you got to keep in mind when you're dealing with women out here. Women are all, they all have that one common trend, that they can get broken, and we have that power to break. Like, it's almost like saying, you know, you got whatever the hardest metal is or the hardest thing is in the earth, you're the diamond that will snap that metal in half. If you rub the diamond across it, you'll crack that. It could be the hardest metal in the world, and you can break that, fellas. That's hard. That's crazy. You know what I mean? You essentially talking about dealing with somebody's life, somebody's well-being, somebody's existence. This woman in this sermon here, in this particular verse here, she is so in love with this dude. She's like, hey, take me with you. We'll run away. Let's run away together. Be my king. That's point number one right there, fellas. We need to be kings. We're not being kings to the queens out here. We been the court jester. We need to be kings to these women. Be royalty. Treat yourself like royalty. Like Diva said before, the same thing applies to men. We got to treat ourselves like royalty. Treat our women as such. But more and more so, like Diva said, when you wake up in the morning, feed your spirit, man. Treat yourself royally because you are a king. You know, and stop trying to manipulate into getting what you want. This world don't have to be based on manipulation. If you can keep stuff, if you can keep things 100 with whoever, you'll make a lot more progress, fellas. It's that simple. And you'll end up with a woman such as in this scripture here, who is saying, take me with you. Let's run away. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care about poverty. I don't care about, you know, if Korea is going to bomb us with the nuclear bombs they got stashed under their carpet. I don't care if the Taliban don't like us. I don't care if we know Obama term going to be up and we're going to end up with a Republican president. I don't care about none of that. Just run away with me. And we're going to deal with it. We're going to be all right because we got each other. That's when you when get you, that type of woman.
Mm-hmm. When you have you know a mean? Person, and big shout out to Candy First on Facebook. I just posted inside the music here and let it, post your music here and let our ears make it a hit. Big shout out to that group. And big shout out to Candy Fist. Excuse me. But, when you, especially with relationships, when you are with a physically motivated person, they won't be able to see a spiritually motivated person, meaning that, oh, I need this type of job, I need this type of car, I need this type of hair, I need these type of clothes, I need this type of house. I'm not complete unless I have material things or I have these things a certain way. But I've seen in plenty of relationships and plenty of people, family, friends, myself, where the person is just saying, I don't care if we was in the street on a cardboard box. I just want to love you. I just want to be with you. I just want to hold you. I just want to be with you in my presence. I feel like you are my soulmate. You are my wife. You are my husband. And the other person is so physically drawn or physically motivated that they can't see past their own desires. And that's what I think a lot of people fail to realize, too, and it's what we're seeing a lot in a lot of relationships, whether black, white, Korean. It really doesn't mean anything. I'm seeing that the person is so material or physical drawn to. I just listened to a conversation with these men. Diva was eavesdropping, but it was a couple of five brothers. And and it was sad because they were going in to say, oh, she got a fat booty, but she got a forehead.
and she cute, but she got a chip in her tooth. Or they were just picking apart every girl that walked past. And when you get people like that who pick apart other people, that person has a lot of insecurity. Pay attention. Would you really want to be with a person who just pick apart everything about a person? When did love have a face? When did love have a fat booty? When did love have a six-pack? When does love have a bank account? Love doesn't have a face. It's not a form. It's not a physical form. It's a feeling. And the feelings are only drawn and pushed by the spiritual being. Here's the thing. The body would not exist without the spirit. So why are you so caught up on the physical? You can have a fine dude who cheat on you, cheat you like meth, gave you a baby, gave you herpes and AIDS. But that dude that has some respect and moral about himself, and he ain't no Denzel Washington or he ain't no, you know, Marcus Allen or something like that, you're going to pass him up, you're going to pass him by. It says we are supposed to be equally yoked. So why am I paying attention to how much more money you make than me, how much more education you have than me, how much bigger your house is and how better your car is better than mine? Why is it that you have to have more to make me feel secure about me having less? Ladies, are we serious? Are we serious? Why? I don't understand. I want me and my man to be equal. And if he got a little bit more than me or a lot more, then God bless him. And if I got a little bit more and I got more than him, God bless me. But, again, people, when we're talking about relationships, and that's why we have a Step Your Game Up Saturdays, because, it's, of course, this baby mama and baby daddy thing is like it's water now. We need to spend more time getting to know one another. And you're right, Jay Biggs, when you said the media and what's going on. I don't have cable in my house. I got Netflix. I got a big flat screen right now sitting right here in my living room. And it ain't been on all day because I'm really not interested in watching a whole bunch of crap on TV. I need to get to know me and love me and have some quiet time with me and think about what I really want from a man. I just don't want any man. I want a husband. Where we can grow. Yep. And then we can pass it down to our children and say, take the time to be with you, baby. Because when you came in this world, it was just you. You didn't have your mate holding your hand coming out the womb.
Exactly.
Come on. But I felt the need to say that about men and women. And men are doing this now, too. Guys, young women, too. Watch out for these dudes that's the older ones, too. Because they know what they're doing when they get in with you young girls. They know that you're naive. They know you're going to let them live off of you. They know you're going to let them just give you some penis and some bubble gum. And they ain't even no more bubble gum now, girl. It's a recession.
Not even the bubble gum.
They know
gum
all they got to do is lay the pipe, and you're going to let them do what they want to do because now you got your own crib or whatever the case may be. Pay attention to what he don't have. Because if he didn't have a job before he moved in, if he didn't have a bank account, if he didn't have morals, if he didn't do this and that, what makes you think because y'all live together that he going to change and be this Prince Charming now?
That's definitely true. That's definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
And to touch back on, you know, to go back into the scripture, I'm going to skip ahead to the end because it's nice that you mentioned that. I'm going to go down to verse 7. It says, you know, tell me my love, she said to the man, tell me my love, where will you lead your flock to graze? Where will they rest from noonday sun? Why should I need to look for you among the flocks of the other shepherds? In other words, this woman here is giving her man responsibility, making him think about stuff. You know what I mean? Not just any stuff, though. Think about what you got to do throughout the day, my dude. You know what I mean? That's what the woman is in here saying. You know, tell me, my love, where will you leave? Where you going to go to work? You know, to lead your flock to graze, that's work. Back in them days, that's work. Where you going to go to work at? Do you have a job? You know, are you taking care of your job? Are you holding it down? You know, are you doing everything you should be doing? your flock, in a sense, could also be your children. If you got children, are you taking care of your kids? Bruh,
mm-hmm.
Are you responsible for the things that have been given to you, have been, you know, bestowed upon you by our God, you know what I mean? Are you doing that? Are you just sitting there wallowing, like Diva says, you know, you ain't had no job before you get this woman. That's just another blessing on top of all the things you got blessed with before, and you ain't going to take care of her because you ain't been taking care of nothing else. Then the woman even pulls... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm agreeing with you. Say that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm reading the abbreviate, you know, the proper English version, because I don't want to lose nobody with the less than thou shalt and all that. So I want to read the English version of it so guys kind of understand where I'm coming from. The last thing in the verse, the last part of the verse, she leaves him with a question. Why should I need to look for you among the flocks of the other shepherds? Fellas, why does your woman have to blow your phone up for you to come home at night?
Mm.
Why are you in the strip club throwing 5,000 ones in the air and your girl is blowing your phone up? And what's that song? What is that song? Melanie Fiona, it's 4 a.m. and you in the club and she at home. I'm sorry, if Melanie Fiona was my woman, I wouldn't be in the club, not no day of the week. I would never go to the club. I'd never leave the house. I'm in the house with Melanie. You ain't got to write no love song, talking about 4 a.m., nothing. At 4 a.m., you probably ain't even singing the love song at 4 a.m., because I'm going to be wrapped up in you. That's where I'm at. Fellas, like, why are you in a position where your woman is chasing you? You see what I mean? Your woman should be following you because you're the leader, but she shouldn't be chasing you, fellas. There's a difference. You see what I'm saying?
I want to interject on that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The reason why is because a lot of females are allowing this behavior. Same thing with a child. If you allow a child to continue to have temper tantrums without correcting it, they're going to keep doing it. If we as women stand our ground and learn to love ourselves and from periods of time be with ourselves, then the man would say, you know, because you know how it's a difference when you approach a woman in a hood rat. Totally different ways. We've seen it. If women, we carry ourselves as queens because we are queens, and that's why I dress you as queens, because we are royalty. We are Mother Earth. We produce life. We have value. We can look at a man and say two or three words and make him feel like he's some type of a king. Like we can, just a few words, just a soft touch in the way that we look at a man. We can calm a savage beast. And if you knew, and if you took the time out to realize that you have that power to be able to change a situation, then you need to be able to realize that you need to hold yourself down, hold back. It's like striking. A lot of companies, the employees strike, and they give them exactly what they want. The company start acting right. But if we don't start correcting our own behavior and holding ourselves accountable and valuable, then these men are going to continue to be in these clubs and doing what they do. And just imagine if every woman decided to say, you know what, I ain't never going to strip or do that again in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The man is going to follow. The man follow us. We follow the man, and just like as the sun rises, the man sets the day, but the woman sets the night.
Yep.
We need each other. But if we don't start making it our business and stop saying, well, I ain't got nothing to do, that ain't my man, I'm just here to get these dollars. You mean to tell me that you are willing to sacrifice a home, you are willing to sacrifice in a relationship with a father and his child so you can get some green paper? The only reason why you think these dollar bills have value because you have been mind screwed to think so. If we took a pack of noodles in America and the government changed and said, you know what, now noodles is the new money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go right with it. Green paper does not have value. Green paper is not more valuable than a relationship with your husband. But guess what? Everything, for all the loose women and loose men that's out there, for everything you put out into the atmosphere, it comes back to you. Because when you fall in love with somebody and when you're giving this person your all, everything that you did is going to come back at that very moment. And it will destroy you. Get ready. Get ready, because there has to be some good to balance the evil. So get ready. Think about what you're doing. While you on his lap and grinding, and while you getting low and hitting him off for a couple of bucks, no, when you find that person you love and that you with, they going to do the same thing to you.
And I don't want to be on the other end of that gun when it goes
off. Who does?
That double-barrel shotgun when it go off.
Double-barrel shotgun. Pow, pow. Yeah. People
big
don't think about what they put
in you
out
in your
there.
Face. Buck shots in your face. Like, you don't want that. You know, that's just, wow. Yeah.
Just imagine being on your wedding day and the
and
same
getting left
chick.
At the, no. Don't do it. My
yes.
Hair.
Just imagine being on your wedding day and the
that's
same
the
chick you cheated with her man, or you had her man, you entice him, promiscuous behavior. She roll up and sneak in and have a DVD that she recorded of your husband getting down on her. And then you got this big jumbo screen, and you getting ready to play this down memory lane situation with you and your man. And then come up on the screen.
That's a movie type stuff right there. Like, that doesn't happen in real life. Like, that hurts people.
Yes, it do.
That put people in a psych ward. Like, that had you in a straitjacket. Right then and there,
that's what happened with women, and that's what happened with men too. They get with these people and they give it all, and what happens is they get played and they want revenge, the big payback. They realize that you didn't really care for them and love them. You only use them for their time, their attention, their love. You only use them to fill a couple of holes and gaps. And when you got what you wanted, you was done. Some people are like, nah, you ain't just gonna get away with that. Just like the crackhead that broke into my house on Monday and stole my laptop. I'm warning you, baby.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh,
he
and you just hurt. Ooh, that's
complex.
Not right.
Yeah, it's not right, but the good thing about it is I'm happy that I got my life and my son. I got a new laptop. I got a new desktop today. It's a small thing to my God. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that man, and I'm going to say this, and I want everybody to hear this. Everything that man take away from you, God will replace it in abundance. Remember that. Everything that man, not just man, a woman, human, take away from you, God will replace it in abundance. Because Monday my laptop was stolen. Tuesday my house was furnished, the whole house. With frontage, with new furniture. Saturday, today, I got a new desktop, which is an HP. Thank you, God. Because I was a believer, because I had faith, my son was asking me that night, Mommy, you going to make the police report? I said, yeah, I'll make the police report. Are you going to call the company manufacturer and try to see? No, I'm not going to do that. I know God is going to bless me with something else. He want me to have something better. I believe. Can you sit still? And it bothered me all week. Don't get me wrong, y'all. It bothered me all week. I thought about it. I prayed on it. Friday morning, I was up walking around my house just praising God and crying and asking him to remove the malice from my heart for what I was feeling. But God, I still stood on his word, and I trusted him to come through, and he did. Now he did. Instead of a laptop, Mama, I want you to get a desktop. And right when the desktop that I bought is actually way cheaper than the laptop. The laptop was $500. I only paid $200, and it came with the monitor, the keyboard, and the screen, and I got a lock for $10. Now my desktop is chained to my desk in my office because I believed, because I stayed firm. I didn't go and lay up under no man and have no sex because I felt some type of alcohol violence. I ain't go and drink no drink. I ain't going to roll me up a blunt. I prayed and fasted and believed. And if y'all knew me where I came from, y'all would really be like, wow, that's something. For Ebony and Ebony? For Diva? Oh, come on. I'll take him to church
praise
on y'all.
Praise him. Praise Jesus. Boy, when I think about the goodness, man.
When I think about the goodness.
Yeah, well, we're going to let that permeate. We're going to take a little music break real quick. You know, we're going to get into this Nas Trey wine, you know, let that permeate for a second.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heavens in. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she? My lifestyle perception, it made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool or ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes. I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond. I gallivant around the equator, and that will get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. With this, an immaculate version of me and my bitch, my baby, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey yo, Salam. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now every day, the man who is just like me, I heard he was hiding somewhere I can stay. Where is he? The man who is just like me, heard he was hiding somewhere I can stay. I'm alone.
joint. You know, that was real talk right there. Excuse me, man. You know, we just, you know, I had to throw that in there. We playing love-related stuff, you know, so I threw that on, you know. But, yeah, for those who don't know, it's your boy Space Age J, man. It's J Big, you know. And we talking about what a woman wants, you know, and right there, that's pretty much, you know, Nas, that's an OG right there telling you basically, you know, this is what I want. Woman, you know, where you at? Like, come get me, you know, what's up, you know what I mean? So, it go both ways, you know, women want, men want, and, you know, like I said, next week, make sure y'all tune in. We gonna get into part two, which is what a man needs from his woman. You know what I mean? So, fellas, yeah, I beat you up a little bit this week. But next week, yeah, I'm your boy. I'm going to be your spokesperson. I'm going to side with you, rock with you, help these women get themselves together for you, man. I might even get you a little something, you know, from your girl. She might even turn over a new leaf, you know. She might she might come out that dry spell for you and, you know, do her thing, you know, you know, if it's like that, you know. But, yeah, let's get into, we getting into part two, you know, the second half of the sermon. So we're going to go back to talking about what the woman says and skip down to verse 12 in the same book of Solomon, chapter 1. He says, she says, you know, well, Solomon writes that she says, my king was laying on his couch and my perfume filled the air with fragrance. Hold on, let me start again. My king was lying on his couch. I got to set the mood here. My king was lying on his couch. And my perfume filled the air with fragrance. My lover has a scent of myrrh as he lies upon my breast. My lover is like the wildflowers that bloom in the vineyards at Engedi. Skip down to verse 16. How, my handsome, how are you, my dearest? How you delight me. The green grass will be our bed. The cedars will be the beams of our house. And the cypress trees will be the ceiling. So, basically, what's going on, fellas, is that the woman before, earlier on in the verse, she had professed her love to her man and, you know, basically complimented him to death and told him all of the beautiful things about him that, you know, some of our men, like Diva said, sometimes men, we need our ego stroked a little bit from our woman. That's a beautiful thing that a woman can do for us, but I'm going to get into that next week. She had gave him the ego stroking, and now we getting into later on that night when she basically came and put it on him, you know what I mean? So, fellas, like I was saying before, getting back to what I was saying, you know, you gotta be that king for your woman, and you got to be... Basically, you got to light the fire, the passionate fire in her heart. You got to light that. You got to be that person. Otherwise, what are you doing? You just having a bunch of empty sex. You know what I mean? You're not making love to nobody. You having empty sex, and you laying, you know, you might be getting your man and getting your nut off, whatever you want to call it. But as far as the living, breathing God, as far as the living God is concerned, you are sin. You are just as evil as Satan himself. You might as well change your name to Satan and get Satan tattooed on your forehead because that's what you're doing. And this woman here has, you know, got it in, made love with her lover. You know, she said, my lover has a scent of myrrh. So this is after the whole thing has gone down and everything. You remember how earlier she was saying that the fragrance, the man's fragrance is just like the sound of his name in her ear. That's, you know, what she was comparing to. Now she's up on him and then got it in, and they made their sweet passionate love and everything, and now he smells like myrrh. So she's all up, she's intertwined in him. She's on his neck now at this point, intertwined in him. She paints the picture, even says he lies upon her breast. Fellas, do you know what it, dude, when the last time you slept with a woman long enough, you know what I mean, to lie in between her breasts, to be cuddled in your woman's arms in the bed in the middle of the night, you got to understand that's a beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with that, fellas. Why do we run away from things like that? Why do we feel like we just need to hit it and be out? You know what I'm saying? Not even by tomorrow morning. We out that night. You see what I mean? We hitting and leaving and going home that night, or going to the next one that night. Ain't nothing, fellas. I'm taking from me, fellas. I'm a guy. I'm a real man. There is nothing better than laying in between two double D breasts on both sides of your head. There's nothing better than that. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful feeling. And you feel the heartbeat. There's nothing more beautiful. There's very few things on the same level of beauty on God's green earth is that right there. Laying between a woman's breasts with her heart beating against your head. Do you understand what I'm saying, fellas? Like, that's a beautiful, that's one of the things that, and this is the joy of it. God designed woman to be for the man. God made women for us to be there with us. And he put that heart in the woman. He made that. You know what I mean? He made that whole thing possible for you. So why do we take that for granted? Why do we act like that's nothing? That's one of the simplest but most joyous things you can have in life. The woman goes on to say down later on, you know, how handsome are you? Now, once again, this is after the lovemaking session, you know, with the man, with her lover, her husband, or whatever, and this is after that. You know, fellas, like, let me translate this for you, let me put this in perspective. When you make love to this female, she looks at you, before you made love, you know, she was in love, and she was just all giddy about you, you know, your name, just hearing your name made her giggle a little bit, you know. Now, after you done made love, you are handsome. You delight me. You know what I mean? It's not no, all right, we done got it in, and now it's over, and I'm disconnected from you, whatever, going about life, life goes on, whatever. Let me get up, fix my makeup. No, she's still in this moment right here, loving on you, and you are handsome to her. You know, you delight her. You know what I mean? She's...
Yeah.
You almost, it's just like you're glowing. The light, when you break off the light, light, L-I-G-H-T, the second half of light, that means you're glowing to her. You are light. You have a light about you. You're glowing. You know what I mean? So, fellas, like, there's a lot in that moment right there with the woman that you don't even comprehend is going on after you done made love to her, and then you just get up and leave. You know what I mean? Like, she's in that moment. That's some stuff that could scar a woman for life. You see what I mean? We, fellas, what I'm trying to say is we got to treat our women better. We got to treat them all better. And you know, the rest of the verse gets into her describing her house and you know, just the house that she wants to have with you. See, fellas, when you make love to a woman, that woman, you know, and you, you know, bear your heart, bear your soul the way you should, and she bears herself to you the way you should. You both come to each other bearing everything. Her whole mentality cuts, it's like she unplugs from the world and she thinks of you. So remember early in the verse, she was talking about just run away from me. I don't care what's going on in the world. I just want to be with you. Now after she done got you, she's saying let's build this house together.
Yep.
You know, the house, we can have beams of cedar. Like, cedar is good wood. That's the best wood, some of the best woods you can have in a house. You got a cedar wood floor, that's the best wood you can have in your house. Your beams of your house is made of cedar. Your grass, your bed is green grass. What that means, fellas, is like it says earlier, let me revert back to the beginning, the earlier part of the verse. The woman is referring to, where's your flocks? Where's, you know, you taking your flocks out, and where's your flocks going to be, and you know, whatnot. The green grass, your grass, in comparison to, say, like brown grass that's dead, that's old, and or grass that's shriveled up. Green means it's flourishing. It's beauty, it's thriving, it's growing. So your bed is flourishing, it's thriving, it's growing, it's everything that it should be. Matter of fact, it's flourishing so good, you got to cut the grass. You got to trim it a little bit, meaning you got to maintain it. So you got to keep getting in the bed, having that, making that love to your woman. It's a cycle. You don't depart from your woman, leave her, go on to there. So, fellas, this is a job right here. You gotta lay it down. Good in the bedroom. I'm not trying to say what I'm really trying to say, but you gotta put it down in the bedroom. You know, do your thing, please your woman, and at any point in time when you leave, there's a chance your grass might turn brown. That your grass, you know, your grass might grow so out of control that your woman just lose her mind and go off over yonder and get it from elsewhere. Somebody else might be cutting your own grass. You know what I mean? Mowing your lawn and you don't even know it. That's not a good thing, brother. That's not what you want to have happen. You want to be in control of that situation. And this is all of the things that a woman needs from her man. You got to maintain that relationship with her. You have to be that king that she needs you to be. You have to be responsible the same way this woman was delegating expectations, I'll say, to this man. As like Diva said earlier, you know, you can't sit there and just not do anything. You know what I mean? You have to be about something. You have to be about keeping yourself on the up and up, being, you know, doing things righteous. First of all, keeping your spirit in line and holy and righteous. Secondly, you got to be motivated, both spiritually and in the sense of in life. You got to be motivated. You got to be about whatever it is, your kids, if it's your kids, your job. You know, you got to take care of, handle good. You got to handle that business. Your bills got, you know, you got to take care. A lot of women, you got to have a good credit score. That's one thing. Men, man, we terrible when it comes to credit. Like, I was just reading something the other day that says, like, you know, some hackers got into Jay-Z and Beyonce's, like, you know, personal business or whatever and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they say Jay credit is shot to hell. Beyonce got bomb credit. She buy anything on her credit. Jay-Z credit, he got $250 million in debt with his credit.
Ouch.
How can you owe so hundreds of millions of dollars on credit?
Wow.
Like, if I owe $1,000, I probably can't buy something. Like, that's how bad it'd be. How do you let somebody get $250 million in debt? Fellas,
wow.
you gotta be keeping that in check. You gotta be in charge of that. Handle your business. You know what I mean? And that's all the things that a woman is going to expect from you. These are the things that a woman want. They don't want no non-responsible, just, you know, sitting on the block chilling. I got to look for you when it's time to do family time and whatnot. I got to go find your ass. I got to call around, check with your boys. Have you seen JoJo and Ray Ray? Have you seen JoJo? Have you seen Ray Ray? Last time he texted me, he said he'd be home an hour. Your woman don't want to go through that.
No.
Your woman want better.
I want to interject on that. You shouldn't be doing that no way, ladies. Why you spending your time searching for him in the daytime with a flashlight? We got to stop enabling these men. I'm not saying that it's not right
that
shouldn't be concerned with them or about their well-being, but you got to take it to the Most High. And if he respects you enough, he'll pick up that phone and call and say, hey, bae, I'm going to be a little late. Or, hey, babe, I'm on my way home. Why? We got to stop enabling these men. Well, women, I know people who look more for their mates than what the heck they looking for a job. If you put the energy that you take calling around, looking for them, riding around in the car, on the bus, going on the other side of the town, you should invest that time into you, into the family. Get the kids after school and take them to a movie. Go to the YMCA. Why are you worried about this man? Why are you worried about that woman and where they at and what they doing? Because if they loved you and they respect you, then you wouldn't be in that position. Bottom line, I know, ladies, we're very independent in these days, which is great because our ancestors before us really did not have a lot of rights. And women had to fight and die to vote. But here's the thing. We didn't got so independent now that we like, oh, my man ain't got to work. I work for him. Oh, baby, don't worry about it. Did you look for a job today?
Did you check this out? Let me help you with your resume. Oh, you got your ID? Let me take you down there. Here's the money to get your ID. What are you doing? You are enabling him. When you do something for somebody all the time, you're actually really disrespecting them, because all you're saying to them is, I don't think that you are smart enough. I don't think that you are capable enough of doing this on your own. Stop disrespecting these men and doing everything. Then you get mad. Oh, I cooked dinner. I went to work. I came home. I cooked dinner. I washed the clothes. I took care of the kids. Why you didn't give him no responses? Didn't nobody tell you to do all of that anyway, Miss Independent? And a real independent, a real boss, knows how to delegate a task. We need to start working more on delegating, telling people, giving other people in the family some power, some skills, so they can start doing things on their own. You are a human. You are not an octopus. You got two arms. Why you want to have 15? I don't know. Who told us that we were supposed to do this? Who put us in a position to say we got to take care of everything? When I sit down with the bills, oh, that's another thing. Thank you, Lord. Bills. When you sit down with these bills, both of y'all names should be on there. It should not just say Diva. It should say Don, too. Mrs. Diva and Mr. Don. We got the cable together. We got the light bill together. We signed the lease together. Men, stop moving in these houses. Ladies, stop letting these men move in these houses if they name ain't on the lease. Think about it.
Right.
What is going on when you allow a man to come and sit up in your Diva castle, and he's supposed to be the Don, he the king, you the queen, but his name ain't on none of this stuff up in here? Something wrong with
that
picture.
They got people living like that, too.
Hey, knock it off. Stop enabling these men, and men, stop enabling these women. Because a lot of these people, too, be careful, too, of somebody always doing something for you, because they may want to keep, that's a pimp move. Oh, I take care of this for you. I pay them bills. They don't allow you to get your hands on no money or be in any independent situation because they want to control you. Men, be careful. Women are doing this. They want to be able to hold over your head. Oh, I bailed you out of jail. Oh, I paid this. I helped you get your child support. Oh, I helped you get your car. I did this. I got you out of debt. I. She's doing this so she can be able to hold this over your head and make you feel insecure so you can be able to stay up under her gritty little palm.
Man. Ain't nothing but the truth, fellas. Ain't nothing but the truth. Ain't
step
nothing
your game
alive.
Step your game up.
Man, that's the name of the game, is step our people's game up and better our community. We coming to the end of the show. You know, it's been a real good show. We done. I feel that out there that somebody done got their lives turned around. So, you know, we got to wrap this thing up, man. Do y'all want to chime in with anything real quick? We about to get off here.
I was just going to say, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at DANAYADD for you. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/DenyaDesignsForYou. Make sure to check out the website, www.denyaazure.com, and check out the brand new Sorority Love Collection. It just dropped on Thursday. Check it out. Beautiful sorority jewelry. Whatever sorority you're in. We started out with the Deltas, Sigmas, a.k.a. For now. But whatever sorority you're in, I can make it. And it's going to be hot. Believe that.
Man. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Check out Denia and check us out on our site, divaspot.com. We about to get up out of here. I'm Space Age J. Y'all tune in next week for part two. Talking about the fellas this time with a man one. So tune in. Make sure y'all there, all right? We about it.
Peace.